2017, and this show has been going weekly since then. We're in season 13 now, roughly, and you know, a whole bunch of special episodes here and there, but we've been producing new content on a pretty much weekly basis since then, so there's no shortage of this kind of music.
Well, we all salute you for providing a platform to the emerging streams, and I thank you for giving me an opportunity to drop some of the history. This is again Turbid by Onyx of Sonic Equinox. Coming up next, Valor for the Humble. Both songs from the Sonic Equinox January 2024 music disc, collecting 7.5 hours of unreleased songs from the mid-1990s by that crew, primarily by Onyx. For long enough. Now, the soldiers saluting at the grave starts breakdancing on a square of cardboard. Valor for the Humble. Again, from the Sonic Equinox January 2024 disc. It's got to be the last release they're ever going to get. But going out with a bang. Just hours and hours of music. And coming up next, we're going to get a mix of some other songs from Area Code 604 trackers, historical numbers, and songs we've included in Mystery Art Pack releases since then. Coming up next, Remember from DJ Unicode. I tapped circa 2015 or so. I knew he was working in the idiom that was simpatico with our sphere, but we didn't really have a shared language. He trying to describe to me what we were up to, he introduced me to the term vaporwave, and I was like, what a concept. Like, yes, but no, but I see why you would say that. Like, you've got, like, Windows 95 nostalgia. We've got Windows 3 nostalgia. It's totally different.
Fun fact, I have a DJ Unicode business card in my wallet to this day. I'll show you during the break.
When he heard I was going to be on the show tonight, I saw he gave a thumbs up on Facebook, so...
He's the best. Shout out, Mike.
Thanks again, Mike. We ought to do another one sometime.
Have you heard his song Millennial Whoop? The Millennial Woo? Yeah, it's amazing. It's on his SoundCloud. It's so good. He samples a whole bunch of early 2000s... the Millennial Woo, where it's like, whoa, and he makes an entire track out of it. And then there's also another one that's my personal favorite. A big shout out to local Vancouver Transit Warriors. When the automated messaging system on the bus says, when it's full, please move to the rear of the bus. And he made an entire track out of that.
I do remember Unicode. This is what it was like. This is what the sound was of being young in the 80s and the 90s. I'll give the listeners a break. They can remember with me.
We'll be right back on Vancouver FM. back to Big Hoover FM. Of course, with me is Cthulhu, leader of the Misty Gree Art Collective, and it is our pleasure to welcome him back once again to CGSF 90.1 FM up here on the precipice of Burnaby Mountain.
Speaking of the precipice of Burnaby Mountain, you may recall, you may not recall, 7 years ago when I appeared here, I played you a song by this composer, Acid Frog, in the studio above the kind of archway that the buses drove through at the old CJSF location. And in the sample comments to that song, he talked about broadcasting Jungle from CJSF in that very control booth that we were sitting in. He was doing it in 1993 as DJ C Plus. I have no idea where he's gone or how to find him, but Acid Frog absolutely was a 604 original. This is my favorite of his songs, Drowning in Your Love. And after that, we've got a very special presentation for you. An arrangement by Anton van Oosbrey, a.k.a. Atonal Osprey, whose visual artwork on musical themes figures prominently in the new Myst 0224 art pack collection. Basically fan art of album covers. Nearly half his work by weight as teletext screens. But you're going to hear about 10 years ago, we used his digital accordion arrangement of Daft Punk's Aerodynamic. Both of these are worth hearing, so I'm going to step back again, but thank you so much for joining us as we are rounding out our second hour here on Bitcoover. You're listening to Acid Frog's Drowning in Your Love. I'm Cthulhu of Mr. Gree.
And this is CGSF 90.1 FM.
Let the beat drop.
And welcome back to Big Hoover FM. We were just discussing the glory of the accordion. And if you're interested, check out CFRO. When is your show? Is it still going?
Oh, Accordion Noir happens every Wednesday night from 10 to 11 p.m.
100.5 FM.
One may of our... even be an installment of our festival this autumn. So what you're hearing in the background right now from Melodia, hello computer. This is arrangement for Apple II audio. Mm. And similar but different limitations to way at the top of the episode I was talking about the PC speaker. And we've got multiple channels happening here, so this is actually a little more sophisticated than what the PC speaker is capable of. But we're in the middle of a three-part celebration of music with the Mistdegree Computer Arts Collective. First, in January, we shared this Sonic Equinox music disc we've been sampling from extensively over the course of this episode. All the old stuff. Get that 7.5 hours of music out into the world. And then last month, we shared the Mist 02 224. Hundreds of screens of visual fan art celebrating musicians. And the next frontier for us, something that has been basically untouched for at least 30 years, is a collection of ANSI music. Lots of old school computer artists from the digital underground are big fans and enthusiasts of ANSI art, visual art form, limited to 16 foreground colors and 16 background colors, drawn only with the characters in the extended ANSI character set, shipped standard on most PCs, I guess from DOS 3 onwards, most likely. You don't see a lot of it these days. But not only did it enable nerds to kind of trick it into making visual artwork, it also, in addition to its extensive kind of terminal command vernacular for screen and cursor positioning instructions, also allowed the encoding of, you could give instructions on playing tones of certain pitches at certain durations, and you could embed those instructions into ANSI screens. So if you called a bulletin board service, you didn't encounter it very often. So when you did encounter it, it could be very surprising, and your computer would start chirping and tweeting at you. And we're looking at cooking up a collection of these arrangements. That's our next challenge upcoming for the next month or so. So stay tuned.
Let us know when that
drops. You can find out from mistdegree.org or, again, mistfunk on most any social media networks. Instagram is big for us. I'm a big booster of Mastodon. I think that all your other basic networks have some foundational problems that none of them are being addressed. Like, Twitter, you know, goes down the tubes, and Blue Sky happens, and it's like, oh, it's a lot like Twitter. Like, yes, in a good way and a bad way. It's like Twitter before it got ruined, but there's nothing preventing it from becoming ruined in the exact same way. Like, oh, and then there's Threads. Like, oh, yeah, Threads. It's a lot like Twitter if Twitter was owned by Facebook. Facebook is not a value-neutral corporation, sadly. Though it was very exciting this morning when we were all faced with the prospect of the global Meta outage. Oh, my gosh. I gotta take a break because this is Onyx's colleague, Freak, getting in touch with his Nine Inch Nails Beck-loving self in the 90s. We'll be right back.
I'm a freak.
In case you missed it, he was a freak. That's Onyx's colleague, Freak from Sonic Equinox. This is a Briarface special from back when he used to win the Blender competitions by combining different randomly picked subjects and making a work of art under a very short deadline. This one was about robots revolting in Japan. He cooked it up in a couple of hours and everyone else tried their best to make some very interesting and worthwhile art on those subjects, but this song trounced them all. Everyone came in expecting a visual art contest, and he kept taking home the prize with his music compositions. I'm so thrilled he's still out there making tunes, and oh my gosh, we're out of time. Just about. I got one more song for you, one of my favorites from Euphonics. Darren Grant Fingers, The Incredible Oats and Pine Needles. I've been Cthulhu of Mr. Gree. If you'd like more information about anything we've discussed, the Blender Combo is still going on. Coming up next, April 20th, information at mrgree.org. I gotta be quiet because here comes one of my favorite songs.
We are so thankful to Cthulhu from Mr. Gree. Of course, if you want to find more information about his voluminous work as the head of the Mr. Gree Art Collective, going strong since 1994 and probably even before, mistigris.org, you can find all sorts of information, downloads, original music files. You can check out the Bandcamp as well. They have a Discord server that's active and hopping. We'll be able to provide those links to you when this episode goes up on SoundCloud. Of course, past episodes of Bitcoover FM are available on soundcloud.com/Bitcoover, our website bitcoover.com, and of course, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Make sure to synthesize with nostalgia, and we'll see you in the virtual plaza.